Illegal Haitian alien charged with brutal murder of Florida woman. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 7, 2026. A Haitian national, in the United States illegally, was arrested and charged with the murder of a woman at a Florida gas station, after he allegedly bludgeoned her to death with a hammer. Fox News's Bill Mulligan reported that the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, confirmed that the alleged suspect, Robert Joachim, was caught and released into the country under the Biden administration in 2022. While a judge ordered Joachim to be deported from the U.S. later that same year, the Biden admin is accused of protecting him from being deported and gave him temporary protect status, TPS. Joachim's TPS amnesty expired in 2024. There is an extremely graphic video of the April 3 killing on social media, Mulligan wrote in his post. Joachim is seen hitting a vehicle with a hammer in the parking lot of the gas station. The clerk comes out to confront him, he walks right at her, and with full strength, he bludgeons her in the head with the hammer. She falls down unconscious and he crushes her head with the hammer 6 more times. In a press release, DHS shared that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials helped the Fort Myers Police Department, FMPD, track down and arrest Joachim. Video footage showed that Joachim allegedly smashed the car windshield of a store clerk at a gas station, and then repeatedly hit her in the head with a hammer, according to the press release. This illegal alien barbarically hit this woman in the head multiple times with a hammer, DHS Acting Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss said in a statement. This heinous murderer was released into the country by the Biden administration. Not only did the Biden administration release him into the country, but they gave him temporary protected status. Biss continued to state that the Biden administration's reckless immigration policies cost this woman her life.